This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, August 26th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It was in the early 1980s. She owned her business, had a bank loan, a home, a mortgage, and a child to support. She'd paid all the bills and shouldered all the responsibilities for years. The loan and the mortgage came due. When it came to renew, she was told that her ex-husband, who wasn't even in the picture, had to sign, or she couldn't get her funding. She fought for her rights, stood her ground, and got the loan renewed, and her mortgage and her business looked after, and then she built a life from there. It's a true story. It's my story. So today, Women's Equality Day, I stand shoulder to shoulder with women and girls saying, we are people. We have our rights in this world. Gender should not matter. People are people. Women are not more or less than men. We are all equal. Women have been fighting for equality for centuries. And yet today, the World Economic Forum says that gender parity is still 99.5 years away if we go at the same pace. It's a fact. We have a long way to go, even now, for equality. A glass ceiling exists. In 2022, here in Canada, the average gender wage gap across Canada was 13%. Same work, less pay for women. It doesn't make any sense, and yet here we are today. It's interesting to note that the UNESCO Science Report shows that only one in three researchers is a woman. Why? Well, possibly because women are less well paid, often passed over for promotion, typically given smaller research grants than their male colleagues, and they earn less recognition from their peers. Only 12% of members of National Science Academies are women. Also, the invisible barrier wields its power in business outside of science. Women struggle to finance their businesses. They're underrepresented in the tech field and leadership positions. It is shocking and wrong that men and women in today's world, our world, do not enjoy equal opportunity and equal pay in the workplace. We need to wake up and start to eliminate gender stereotypes right at the beginning of life. We need to teach our children to reach for the stars, any star, regardless of their gender. Our words have power. So let's shift our descriptions and use gender-inclusive language. Let's destroy negative gender stereotypes. We are who we are. Our gender need not limit our dreams. We all, every human being, is entitled to be nurtured to reach our full potential. Women's rights are a human right. Women and girls represent half of the world's population, and therefore they represent half its potential. Women, empowered women, can improve our world. Women's equality can yield dividends of peace, prosperity, and a better world on many levels. We all need to decry the gender apartheid in Afghanistan. Its negative impact is causing suffering, loss of income, and lots more. On this Women's Equality Day, we can be aware of the deficits in gender equality right here. We can make it our business to show and tell our girls that they're equal. They can exercise their power and be whatever they aspire to be. They can follow their hearts and use their talents as they wish. We must open doors and not hold them back. Unleash their potential by showing them all the possibilities. We can change the future by empowering our boys and girls and fostering women's equality. Change is needed. We can lift people up regardless of their gender. We can give every person an opportunity to have a voice and a bright future. We can eliminate the invisible impediments and destroy the gender beliefs that hold us back. We definitely must invest in women to gain a positive return for humanity and our world. Women are about half our population. We can be a force, and we can contribute to half of our world's activity as well. We can thrive and make a huge difference. One human cap can strengthen us and improve our productivity. With equality, people power, we will eliminate the negatives of the existing gender gaps. Let's fight for the rights of all children to be their best and remove limited thinking so that women's equality can become a reality sooner. Today, you're from a woman's perspective team will share their experience and knowledge so anyone listening can be empowered to make informed decisions. We can lift ourselves up and be our best and be able to help others to step up and be equal in life. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg, Jane Teasdale of Mosaic Home Care, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Christine the health coach, and we'll learn about relationships from matchmaker Linda Miller, moving and downsizing from Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility from Daniel Wiskin. I'll be your wardrobe doctor, and there's lots more. So please stay with us and get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. And I believe we're going to talk about aging in place. And I'm really looking forward to that conversation, Leslie. So good morning.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, last time I was on, we started talking about longevity and planning for health-related costs later on in life. And when I speak with clients about what if they require health expenses or care, most tell me that they would ideally like to age in place and stay in their home. So today we're going to talk details, what projected costs might look like, and the financial implications of spending our final years at home. Scotia Economics recently published a great report called Rethinking Retirement in an Age of Longevity by Rebecca Young. And what I'm sharing today is from that report. What we have experienced over the past several years with the pandemic seems to have reinforced the desire of an overwhelming majority of Canadians to want to age in place or stay in their own home for as long as possible. Research cited a survey by the Canadian Institute of Actuaries, and it found that about a half of those surveyed feel that the availability of long-term care is fair to poor. They perceive the quality as being fair to poor and their ability to afford it as fair to poor. And yet, while not having the greatest faith in the state of long-term care in Canada and preferring alternatives, Canadians are underestimating the potential cost of their preferred strategy to age in place. The National Institute on Aging conducted a survey, and they found that about half of Canadians expect it would cost less than $1,100 per month for home care. In reality, based on agency rates of about $40 per hour, $1,100 per month would buy less than an hour a day of support. The benchmark set by the Canadian Medical Association for keeping a patient at home instead of in a long-term care setting is 22 hours per week. At $40 per hour, that translates to $3,500 per month. but that's likely a floor level of cost because it reflects just general support at home and not healthcare services. If we take it to an extreme, so we'll go to the other end of the spectrum and we'll say, well, what if at-home care is required continuously, so continuous care? That would cost closer to $30,000 per month. $30,000 per month works out to $360,000 per year. And as the report points out, government support is likely to cover just a modest $6,000 per year for aging at home. The Rethinking Retirement in an Age of Longevity report does a great job going through various care scenarios, including light care, moderate care, and continuous care scenarios, as well as an interesting scenario of a modified continuous care, where there are 45 hours per week of care provided by paid support, and the rest of the care being provided for informally, say by family members. It's really hard to know what our future looks like. In the age of longevity, the reality is that we, as we age, a significant majority of us will require some level of health support, and that support will likely come at a cost. If you'd like a copy of the report, please give us a call. We'd be happy to send it to you.
Well, Leslie, I'm taking a deep breath. Because que sera, sera. We may feel good today and want to stay in our home forever, but the costs are big and we have to make sure we have the money to cover all eventualities. Thank you for offering us that report. Anyone interested in speaking about home care, staying in the home they love, having their forever home and their future the way they picture it, can get a glimpse of what it's like by speaking to Leslie McCormick and the Farwell Group and reviewing this report. It's better to make your decisions on facts, and that's what Leslie and the Farwell Group are all about. The number to reach you, Leslie?
416-863-7501.
One call, one conversation, and a beginning to give you a true understanding of what your wishes can, what it takes to make your wishes a reality. 416-863-7501. Leslie McCormick, the Farwell Group. Thank you, Leslie, for giving us a real picture of what it would be like in the what ifs and wanting to stay in the home we love forever. Thank you again for the information, and I look forward to learning more from you next time.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I do treat a lot of women's health concerns, and many times women will come into my practice and they'll ask me about hormone replacement therapy. So as a naturopathic doctor, I'm certified and qualified to prescribe bioidentical hormone replacement, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that today. So what is bioidentical hormone therapy? So the chemical structure of bioidentical hormones is really identical to that of the hormones that our actual own body produces. So the hormones that we prescribe are derived from plants, and they can be produced, for example, by a pharmaceutical company, or sometimes they're compounded by a pharmacist. And the most commonly prescribed types of bioidentical hormones are things like testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. And these hormones are delivered to the body in lots of different forms, including suppositories. They can be in sprays, injections, gels, and pills. Naturopathically, we usually use bioidentical creams and or different kinds of topical treatments, those for men and for women. So who benefits from bioidentical hormone therapy? So women often start, for example, when they enter menopause, because they're having hot flashes. That's sort of the most common treatment that I often prescribe these things. And men can often start in their 40s when their testosterone levels start to decline. Now, the kind of conditions that we treat with bioidentical hormones, often women will come in with symptoms of things like weight gain, brain fog, fatigue, depression, hair loss, so many different symptoms that we get when the hormones start to decline naturally, including vaginal dryness. And for men, a decline in testosterone levels results in very similar symptoms. Often we see fatigue, loss of libido, weight gain, and even men can sometimes experience hot flashes as well. So bioidentical hormones can reduce the symptoms of declining hormone levels, and it can actually provide some preventative protection against conditions even like diabetes and osteoporosis. But I do have to point out that there are some risks, and many people experience relief from these symptoms thanks to the bioidentical hormones, but studies also point to some possible health risks. So it's really important when I chat with my patient to really screen them whether bioidentical hormones are right for them. So some of the increased risks are associated with things like blood clots, mood problems, even stroke, heart disease, and breast cancer. So often when patients come in, I will screen those for a family history or, for example, a history of those kinds of things. But next week, I wanted to talk about what alternatives there are to bioidentical hormones, and naturopathically often we'll use herbs and homeopathic remedies as well to treat some of the symptoms that I've mentioned. But in the meantime, if people have some questions, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So hormone replacement therapy dealt with naturally. If you have questions and you want to learn more about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, remember the name Dr. Betty Rosendahl, the clinic Thornhill Naturopathic, the number 905-707-2001. A complimentary consultation is yours. If you wish to deal with your health naturally, take down the number, spend the 15 minutes and get some valuable information so you can decide the path that's best for you. 905-707-2001. Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Betty Rosendahl. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk next week and I'll learn more about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to explain more how we each can hear our best and more, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to talk about something different. Today I wanted to talk about when hearing aids no longer work. Now, I don't mean when a hearing aid's electronics fail. I mean when the person no longer can functionally use the information being broadcast into their ears from the hearing aid. This happens when the inner ear, or cochlea, is introducing so much distortion to the brain that the brain can no longer understand the information that's being heard. When this happens, there really is only one thing left to do, and that is to consider a cochlear implant. Now, a cochlear implant is a surgically installed device that is put into the inner ear, where all the nerve endings are for the hearing side of the inner ear. These nerve endings are electronically stimulated so that the brain can get some logical use from the signals being introduced. Many years ago, I had a chance to speak with someone who had two cochlear implants and was absolutely thriving. He told me something that I had never really considered, and to this day, I fully embrace this advice. He said that after many years of wearing hearing aids, his ability to hear well became worse over time. And this is due because of the wear and tear of the functional hearing that actually still remains. Now, over time, he said that the benefit from his hearing aids became significantly less. So he considered a cochlear implant. And after his implant surgery, he started to hear better. And over time, he became far more comfortable and dependent on his implant because he was actually able to make more sense of all the sounds and speech. He was so impressed that he petitioned for himself and got his second implant done as well. Today, he's doing better than ever because his brain has fully adopted the information that his implants bring in. This brings me to my happy story for today. We've helped transition several of our clients to the use of a cochlear implant. There's one who now has two implants. Each of these people were struggling to hear well with their hearing aids, and all of them agreed to at least have a conversation about their hearing with an implant doctor. Their actions brought them significant benefits and the betterment of their lives.
So, Edmund, basically you're saying that implants, cochlear implants, can be an option and that it's something that needs to be explored. If anyone wants to talk to you about their hearing aids, or the possibility of cochlear implants, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
To take charge of your health, to look after your ears, one number gets you started. Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. Thanks for sharing that story and offering us options beyond hearing aids. Thanks again, Edmund, and we'll talk next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Cupid. Oh, good morning, Linda Miller.
Good morning, Marilyn. So anyway, this last week I was talking to a couple that I've matched up, Anne and Steve. It's funny because I'd kind of forgotten about them. But then I ran into someone at a trade show, and they said, I said, oh, how did you hear about us? Or they said, oh, I've heard all about you. Well, a friend of mine met through your service. So they gave me the name, and I thought I should follow up with them because I haven't talked to them basically since the day they met, and this was quite some time ago. So anyway, I gave her a call, and so I'm always asking for, you know, how people met and how it went and whatnot. And she said, well, she said, it was very funny because you always advise people to go for a meal together, but I just felt wrong about that because what if I didn't like him and he bought me a meal? I would feel really uncomfortable about that. So we met at a coffee shop. So they were supposed to meet, and I guess they both got the time wrong. So she was there at 10, and he didn't arrive till 10:30. He thought it was 10:30. So she called him and said, listen, like, I'm going to leave. And he said, I'm in the parking lot. Like, I'm on my way in. It was supposed to be 10:30. And she said, well, I had 10. So they had almost like a minor disagreement before they even met. And they spent 5 hours together talking. And her sister said to her afterwards, like, he didn't even offer to buy you lunch. And she said, lunch never even occurred to us. Like, all we could do was talk. It just went on and on and on. And it's funny because when I called her, she kind of started out with, you know, well, I had to meet two people through your service before I met Steve. And I was like, that should be a good thing. That you know, that I said, you're actually, like, as far as the number of meetings go, you're the absolute average. You met three people. That's the average amount of people have to meet. You're only with the service 2 months, which is a really short period of time. And so she said, well, yeah, I guess it paid off because he's just the loveliest man ever. So anyway, the two of them are very happy together, and I couldn't be happier for the two of them.
It sounds like a fairy tale romance, and it started off wrong. You do advise people and counsel people on dating and getting their feet wet if they haven't dated quite a while. So best way to reach you and have a conversation and learn exactly what it's like to work with a matchmaker?
Yeah, so part of what I do is coaching. I do. I spend hours on the phone every week with people, just kind of talking them through the process. You know, sometimes you can go on a date with somebody and it feels really great. And then you start getting home and you start thinking about it and you think, oh, well, he said this, what does that mean? Or, you know, and so I'm always happy to sort of process that with people, process their feelings, but also give them my experience and what I think they should do moving forward if they give me information. And so the best thing to do if you want to talk to us is call our phone number, 416-777-6302, or you can visit our website and book an appointment, or you can go on our website, mistyriverintros.com. There's a toll-free number on there. I write a blog, and there's pictures of some of my happy couples under the blog and some of their experiences with the service, as well as there's recent TV interviews that I've done with various people. So feel free to visit our website, mistyriverintros.com. That'll give you a lot more information on what we do.
Well, if you want a relationship coach as well as someone who'll help you make that perfect match, remember the name, Linda Miller, our Cupid from a Woman's Perspective, Misty River Introductions. The phone number, 416-777-6302, mistyriverintros.com for lots of information. All it takes is a question and some answers, and then you'll know what steps you wish to take. Linda, thank you for sharing Ann and Steve's story, and a shout out to them if they're listening.
Thank you.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly healthy aging tips. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn, and I'm really glad to be here today because I want to talk to you about a brand new vaccine for adults over the age of 60. There is a viral illness called RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, and this virus gives us a flu-like illness. Unfortunately, it's really dangerous for children under the age of 1, and it's really dangerous for adults over the age of 60. And up until recently, when someone got sick, we said it probably was the flu. And then people would say, I had a flu shot. It doesn't work anyway. Well, they probably didn't have the flu. They probably had RSV. So now, as of a couple of weeks ago in Canada, we have a new vaccine for people over the age of 60 to prevent RSV. And RSV gives you a flu-like illness with coughing, lung infection, fever, feeling very unwell. A number of people get hospitalized every year with RSV. And unfortunately, there's a number of deaths from RSV. So when you get your flu shot this year, ask to get the new RSV vaccine as well. It's going to protect you. It's going to keep you out of hospital. And that's what it's all about.
It's all about taking charge of your health and healthy aging. If you want to take charge of your health, remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. I have signed copies in my store. They make a wonderful gift for others, and they're perfect so that you can empower yourself. Also, available in bookstores across Canada, on Amazon, and on drvivianbrown.com. Make the effort, read the book, so you can be healthy as you age. The Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Someone once said, "Never grow a wishbone, daughter, where backbone ought to be." We women need to learn how to stand up and take charge of our lives, and especially our health. We need to ask our questions and get our answers. Dr. Faye Weisberg of FemRenew Clinic advocates women speak openly and fearlessly about our vaginal health. And she's here now to talk vagina. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, I think that the lesson that we've been trying to promote for the last number of years is that vaginal health is important. And vaginal health isn't important as we age just for intercourse and just for sexual pleasure. Vaginal health is important for urinary symptoms and for overall well-being. And women don't think about that. They don't think about their vagina as anything else. And the vagina has a place in our life that we need to take care of. And, you know, a lot of women have symptoms and they don't really want to talk about it and they don't feel comfortable talking about it. And it just festers and festers. And, you know, you have provided me a forum where I can actually empower women to say, hey, if you've got issues and you're worried about something, go see a doctor and let's figure this out together. The vagina changes as we get older. And we know that as we get older, the vagina changes and becomes thinner. It can be itchy. It can have a discharge. It can be uncomfortable with intercourse. Bladder problems that we have as we get older can be related to changes in the vagina as well. So I really feel that if women go to a physician and they talk about their vagina, the physician's uncomfortable, don't just take that. You know, let's go and figure this out. Call the office. Call me up. I'm a gynecologist, and I love dealing with vagina problems.
Well, you brought FemRenew the Mona Lisa touch, and women come to you to rejuvenate their vaginas. So maybe you can explain a little more about that.
Sure. The FemRenew Clinic was opened because I felt that there needed to be a safe place for women to come in and deal with their vaginal issues. And it's not just the Mona Lisa laser, but the Mona Lisa laser is sort of the cherry on top of what we have. And it's a laser machine that rejuvenates the vagina back to where we were before menopause. It's a very simple, easy, safe procedure. It's three treatments that we do 6 weeks apart. And it's in place of all those lotions and potions and estrogens and other creams that women use or don't use or don't want to use to rejuvenate the vagina back to where it was before. And that helps with vaginal pain with intercourse. It can also help with itching or dryness or foul odor. And it also helps with bladder, that feeling of having to void all the time, frequent bladder infections, discomfort, incontinence. So the Mona Lisa laser, by treating the vagina, because of the proximity of the bladder to the vagina, will help with, deal with all of these symptoms. And it really has revolutionized and changed so many women's lives over the years.
Well, women don't talk about vagina very comfortably. Some blush, some never say a word, just purse their lips. So if someone wants to talk to you about their vaginal health, do we need a referral?
If they have other problems and atrophy, no, they do not. They can call my office directly or go to my website, femrenew.ca.
And your phone number?
It's 416-924-4666.
It's time for you to empower yourself, to look after your health and make yourself number one so you're ready and able to help the other people in your life. If you're having vaginal issues and you want to learn how to rejuvenate your vagina, start the conversation with Dr. Faye Weisberg at the FemRenew Clinic, 416-924-4666. That's 416-924-4666. We all have a right to look after ourselves and have the best health possible with the best advice we can get. Dr. Faye Weisberg, FemRenew Clinic, 416-924-4666. Talk vagina and you won't regret it. Thank you, Dr. Faye, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now, Jane Teasdale, co-owner of Mosaic Home Care Services and Community Resource Center in Toronto, who received a gold medal award for their model of Meaning of Me person-centered care from the European Society for Person-Centered Care Healthcare in the UK, joins us. And Jane is planning to talk a bit about planning in advance for home care needs to avoid last-minute crisis. So, Jane, good morning, and please get started.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you. So arranging private home care is more than just hiring a private caregiver. It involves an assessment of the person's social and emotional needs and to identify their abilities and their wider medical history. But it is all too easy to lose sight of the person. So we want to make sure that whatever agency you use, that they're not just dealing with the medical lens. You want to make sure that they're looking at the person as a whole. And what they want and important medical considerations in finding care is left to the last minute.
So when an individual or family member is being discharged from hospital, what important documentation would the home care agency need to provide care?
So the family, they do need to be prepared when there is discharge, because if you're organizing care, you want to make sure that things are going to go smoothly. So being prepared for discharge from hospital is especially important, as discharge notes, directions regarding post-operative exercises and medications are required to assess care needs and hours of service. If you are needing bedside sitting in the hospital, care at home, retirement, or long-term care, this is what Mosaic provides, and you can reach us at www.mosaichomecare.com.
And I know your number is 416-322-7002. And quickly, Jane, you have two wonderful events coming up. I went to one, and I'm looking forward to the others when they come. I'm coming. So please share.
Okay, so the first one is the third annual Community Fall Fair held at Armour Heights Presbyterian Church. This is for the whole family, all inclusive. We have popcorn bake sale, 2B1 music duo, interactive workshops, drag queen, community organizations, and dancing. Date is September the 30th at 1 p.m., and you can check that information out on our website. And then the big one that we're really excited about is an intergenerational dance party at the Evergreen Brickworks. And this is the first time we're one of the organizations that has been highlighted. It's on October the 14th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. There's music, dancing, samba dancer, fitness, Nia fitness, face painting, and clowns. It is a free event, and it's for children and families and older persons. There's no registration required for either one of these events. And again, our website for our events page is www.mosaichomecare.com.
And 416-322-7002 for any of your home care needs. Jane, thank you. And I know you'll remind us as we go forward. So look forward to hearing more about these events and the wonderful work you do. Bye for now.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. For almost my entire life, I've helped women find their best look so that they could frame themselves and express their individual message to the world. As I see women struggle today to fit a fashion mold rather than take pride in their best each day, I wonder how to help any woman realize herself is a priceless work of art. Does Mona Lisa need a bigger, whiter smile, or is her timeless beauty enough? Does Rubens' voluptuous female figures need Spanx to look better or great? Do the women depicted by Toulouse-Lautrec need makeovers to please our current eye? I hope your answer is no. Beauty is timeless. We each of us are unique works of art. We need to realize that we're beautiful, each in our own way. No two of us is identical. We owe it to ourselves to maintain our health, to strive to live our best life each day. And our clothes can be the frame that showcase the who we are and help us convey our individual message to the world. They can help us feel comfortable and confident. Our visual message is ours. We control it. When we dress ourselves and when we're comfortable in our own skin and our message is honest and complete, we're equipped to tackle what we need each day and take our lives a step forward to our future effortlessly. Today, I'm announcing a change for me, Marilyn West, in the Wardrobe Doctor. As of September 15th, my shop, Marilyn's, needs to be vacant, empty. I'm planning my next stage in life, and I will keep you updated. The first major move will be to empty my racks and showcases. So as of today, Marilyn's special value priced clothing, everything in the store is 50% off. That means accessories, crafted necklaces, scarves and shawls and capes are going to be $10. All clothing, half price. You still need to book a date and time so that you can shop quietly and at your own speed, but nothing will be held back. I need your help to do this. It's a perfect time to buy gifts for the upcoming holiday season or treat yourself to stylish updates or the basics. I have from size 2 to 3X available. It'll be first come, first served, so from now until Monday, September the 11th, the sale is on. We all have a message to convey, closets to hold a wardrobe that does its job. So to add choice items at very reduced prices is an opportunity you can't miss. 50% off my already special prices. All you have to do is call me and then take a peek and select what makes your heart sing. 416-504-6777 is my direct line. You'll be helping me empty my shop, and at the same time, hopefully you'll find items that you'll be happy to have for yourself or as special gifts that you're saving money on. I look forward to hearing from you to set the time for your sale shopping spree. 416-504-6777. And I do promise to keep you updated about my future steps as Marilyn Weston, the Wardrobe Doctor, as I evolve and grow and change. After a brief message, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get useful tips from Christine the Health Coach, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell, and Accessibility Expert Daniel Wiskin. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Things that affect your metabolism. Genes. How much energy your body needs is determined by a handful of genetic factors. Larger people have more muscle mass and usually need more calories. Men tend to have less body fat and more muscle mass, so they need more calories. A common myth is that age causes your metabolism to slow, but age isn't the problem. As you get older, you may not be as physically active. You may have less muscle mass, and your diet may not change to suit your body's needs. All of these things lead to a slower metabolism. Diet. There are no miracle foods, eating plans, or perfect diets to maintain your metabolism. But you can still improve your metabolism through your diet. A diet of good carbohydrates, a suitable amount of calories, and consistent meals will give your body the energy it needs. One popular diet to improve metabolism is intermittent fasting. This involves eating during a set of number of hours each day, often about 8 hours, and not eating for the rest of the time. When your body burns through the energy it took, it starts using energy stored in your body's fat. This may allow your body to clean and get rid of any extra fuel it has lying around. Intermittent fasting can be helpful for weight loss, heart health, diabetes, and obesity. There are many plans, so it's important to pick the one that works for your own health and your needs. Sleep. Sleep helps regulate your glucose or blood sugar. A lack of sleep causes your body to have trouble with glucose levels, leading to a lack of energy. Good sleep habits don't involve counting minutes and sleeping aids. Make sure you're getting good sleep by going to sleep and waking up at the same times every day, avoiding caffeine, nicotine, and long naps within a few hours before bed, avoiding the blue light before bed, such as TV, computers, and phones. Sleep is a great time for your body to burn extra calories. Boosting your metabolism through diet and exercise will help your body burn more calories while you're at rest. Exercise. An important piece of the puzzle is exercise. Moving your body uses the most energy and burns calories. Regular moving, even on a walk around the block, boosts your metabolism to help you use excess energy and burning fat, improves your whole heart health. Muscle strengthening exercises are also important to make sure you have a healthy amount of muscle. More intense strengthening exercises will help you reduce the signs of common metabolic diseases. Now, to help you get started, try my online group training complimentary for 1 week. Just have to call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, to get started.
To boost your metabolism with the help of Christine the Health Coach, 1 free week is yours. All you have to do is call 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine, and talk to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Marilyn. And this week, I want to talk about an interesting fact that I knew for quite some time, but I want to share with people. So according to the National Institute of Aging, 80% of senior falls happen in the bathroom. That number to me is alarming, 80%. And there's so many things that can be done to be proactive in this day and age. Something as simple as just adding a grab bar to your home inside the shower or right by the toilet. We have beautiful grab bars now. They don't even look like grab bars. You can get them in brass, which is like a gold finish, a brushed nickel finish, or a chrome to match whatever decor you have in your home. And we can mount these grab bars wherever you want because we use special anchors that hold 500 pounds of weight. So before you had to look for a stud, and that was the only way people said they can install these grab bars, that's not a fact anymore. We can put them wherever we want. So that's something easy that you can do that's cost-effective and in a timely manner. You don't have to wait for anything. And then also, if you're having trouble getting off the toilet, we have grab bar rails. They're called safety toilet frame rails that we could install for you to get off the toilet. And lastly, of course, you could go all the way, take out the bathtub, put in a walk-in shower, and eliminate the chance of falling. You have an opportunity to do that now. There's no use waiting and letting that bathtub collect dust. So if you're in the market for something like this and you want to avoid having that fall, you can give us a call at Greater Toronto Accessibility, and we're here to help you.
And your number, Daniel?
647-206-6409.
And what about the total home safety check? Can we get a special?
For sure, and that's an amazing way to start. It's usually $89.95, and it comes with me coming to the house. You get a full written report of what you need to do and some estimated prices so you know how much it's going to cost. And you can implement it right away or down the road in the future. So, like I said, $89.95, but I'll give it away for free for the first three callers this week.
So you can't go wrong. You can learn how to prevent falls in your bathroom, you can stay safe in your home, and you can make your home as accessible as you require. One call gets you started. 647-206-6409. Daniel Wiskin, GreaterTorontoAccessibility.com. Thank you, Daniel. Look forward to a happy story next week.
You got it. Thank you.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and a team behind her to help us achieve what we wish to accomplish, and she'll leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's the last week of August and truly never a dull moment. We moved a lovely couple in their 70s from one house to another this week. And in spite of our encouragement to let go of more, they did choose to keep a lot because, yes, they still had the space. We ultimately aim to please, and at the end of the day, it's the clients who decide what to keep, what to sell, and what to give away. While our clients didn't take all of our advice, they did incorporate many of our design techniques, and they're enjoying a lighter, updated look without sacrificing their personal preferences. Of course, when our clients are happy, our dream team is happy. If there's a downsizing project or move in your future, call 416-697-8106 and know that we'll do our best to help you navigate the most seamless transition possible.
Anyone who deals with you compliments you and phones me because you've left them smiling. So if you're thinking about downsizing, decluttering, or moving, remember the name, Moving Seniors with a Smile, Lori Bell, 416-697-8106. Thanks, Lori. We'll talk next week.
Thank you. Have a great one.
A wise young woman, Malaya Yousafzai, has said, there are two powers in the world. One is the sword, the other is the pen. And then there's a third power, stronger than both, that of women. There are facts and statistics to substantiate the value and power of women to our life and to our world. Must we really wait almost 100 years to see women's equality? Can we not be paid equally for our work, given our rights to own property, to inherit, to have our voice? Can we not build a world where inclusivity, equity, and diversity in the workplace is a given? Cultural changes do take time, but we can do our part to speed things up for our daughters and for our sons, too. A world where gender equality is a given will be a better world for all of us. Equal opportunity for all will mean each person can reach their full potential. Today, Women's Equality Day can be a pivotal moment, one when every person's rights matters. Women's equality is the start to moving society to the ideal world where gender won't get in anyone's way. When personhood is the norm, dads and moms can parent in a balanced life. Instead of women being underrepresented, women will be treated equally and fairly and contribute their share and pull their half of the load or more. Studies have shown that this will raise the standard of living globally. Let's not tell assertive women that they're too masculine. Let's praise their tenacity and courage and encourage their efforts to succeed in their area of expertise and life's choices. We each can admit gender bias exists. When we see or encounter it, we can confront it and we can tear it down. When we do so, we not only help women gain equality, we also offer the world of equal opportunity to each and every person. To quote Maya Angelou, do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. It's within our power to make women's equality a seamless part of our lives. Let's do better together. Now our time together is almost at an end for today. So thank you to all the healthcare workers, essential service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Duncan, Kelly, Carlos, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very, very special thank you to you for spending this hour with us here on From a Woman's Perspective. Have a fabulous day. Enjoy the week. And this week, let's keep the idea of women's equality in our mind. Let's do what we can to shatter the glass ceiling. To foster personhood, equality for women will bring us to a better world. Stay well, take care, until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. And please remember, each and everything we do will make a difference.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.